According to those who tabulate such things as efficiency ratings, the undefeated Atlanta Falcons are the ninth best team in the NFL. Among those who've begun wondering out loud if the Falcons can remain undefeated for eight more games is Mark Bradley, columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
You mentioned in a recent column that according to the crucial defensive weighted value over average, the Falcons are the worst 8-0 team ever. Hey, if that stat isn't on the bulletin board in the Atlanta locker room, I want to know why.
You know, I think the Falcons' motto now should be to try to become the worst 16-0 team ever in the history of football. Because I believe there have only been two, and one of those was New England in 2007. They were unbeatable up until the point where they got beat. So, you know, I don't think anybody looks at the Falcons right now as a juggernaut. A charitable description of them would be that they have been a solid team who continues to get good play out of its quarterback and its wide receivers and continues to win a lot of close games, which, you know, in the NFL is not a bad thing to do because so many NFL games come down to a field goal at the end.
Yeah, but if, as some, including yourself, have maintained, the Falcons aren't as good as their record suggests, come on, solid play? They're 8-0. What have they done right?
What have they done right is that they've won eight games and they've taken on all comers. The quibble with the all comers thing is that they haven't really played a team that would be considered a brand name. They're going to play one on Sunday in New Orleans. And the trouble with that is that the Saints have a losing record. I think a lot of people are sort of looking at the Falcons as a team that does what it needs to do but doesn't necessarily leave anybody feeling that they're invincible, which if you're the Falcons, that's not necessarily a bad place to be because it's hard to be taken lightly when you're undefeated halfway through a season, but somehow they've managed.
Have you seen any signs of overconfidence among the Falcons, or are they able to follow that age-old injunction and take it one day at a time, one game at a time, week after week?
I don't think the Falcons would ever get overconfident, even if they were 16-0, for the simple reason that the thing they've had to live with these past 4 years has been that they've been to the playoffs three times and have lost the first game there every time. All of this is really fun right now, and you know, we've never seen a Falcons team 8-0. That's true. They'd never been even 6-0 in their history, which dates back to 1966. But a lot of people who have gotten used to the Falcons tripping themselves at the last hurdle are of the inclination that it would be just in their nature to get into the playoffs at 16-0 or 15-1 and then lose the first game.
Your paper has offered Atlanta fans the opportunity to guess which week the Falcons will lose. Your readers been angry at the suggestion of that possibility?
No, I don't think there's any. I don't think anybody really seriously thinks the Falcons are going to go 16-0. Now that could happen. I mean, stranger things have happened, I suppose, but not many stranger.
Mark Bradley is a columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.